So this is almost like a bonus episode from the cosplay episode.
Kind of, but it's a little different because we were talking about the majority of our costumes tend to be around Halloween time.
Right.
We don't really dress up otherwise. Mm-hmm. So I don't want this one to be called Halloween because Halloween is going to be a separate one, but costumes.
Just
costumes.
This is specific to costumes. Costume party, cosplay, mm-hmm. Halloween, whatever. This is just what you put on your body.
Yes.
Jesse asked me a random question.
Mm-hmm.
I have no facts.
No
preparation. Mm-hmm. I hate this little segment. It's only 8 to 10 minutes long, and I give no facts and good information.
I have some facts
just
today.
My opinion, though. But I'm the facts guy.
I know.
I talk about all the cool history and whatnot. You do have facts. I guess you're the science person.
Yeah, but I bring the facts here because all I want to do is know your opinion on these things.
I think Jesse invented this.
No.
So two reasons. One, so she could ask me questions that she would want to ask me normally, and I would say I don't have time.
Yes.
But number two, I think it's to catch me off guard, to make me sound like I don't know what I'm talking about, so she can be Miss Smarty Pants.
It has more to do with these random thoughts I have throughout the day that I'm like, oh, what would he say? And then you're like, look, I'm at work. Boom. You have to answer these. It's being recorded.
All right. Let's hear the question.
You
What's
ready?
Our question? Yes.
Okay. So this is a two-part question. And I do expect you to ask me because I wrote down mine as well.
Okay.
So what was your least favorite costume you've ever worn?
My least favorite costume?
Least favorite.
What's this? You give me yours first because I got to think.
Okay. The least favorite costume that I've ever had was, I forget one year, I think I was pregnant. Like barely, I don't really know, but I decided to dress up as a scarecrow and I stuffed leaves and sticks and stuff in my shirt. Like I was stuffed, right? And then I had a little flannel shirt and all this kind of stuff.
This one,
and then
yeah.
I had a triangle on my nose.
Uh-huh.
Okay. I hated it because one, it was super itchy because uh-huh. I used actual leaves.
Uh-huh.
Right. And two, no one knew
you just
what
look like
I
a
was.
Dirty farmer. What are you? Like, are you a dirty farmer?
With like a scuffed up nose.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it was cold. So I think I was wearing a coat. So like took away the entire thing. And then I had leaves in my coat. It was just, it was awful.
Not well thought out on that one.
And it was a waste of a Halloween is what that was.
Yeah. Well, my least favorite costume is also going to be my most favorite costume.
What?
Yeah. So for the last few years,
yeah.
I've been Chair Bear. The pink Care Bear.
Which is hilarious because you were the least cheerful.
I'm a cheery guy.
You are really not. So this is, you get to wear your opposite on the outside.
No, I just embody
We would get
cheer
you
bear.
Grumpy Bear. We
the,
would get you Grumpy Bear.
Bear. Grumpy
yeah, you'd be
bear,
a Grumpy
the
Bear.
The Blue Bear?
Yes, the blue bear with the clouds on his tummy.
Yeah, trust me. I know my Care Bears. You don't have to describe to me. But I wear that one, but it's a full onesie, very hot Care Bear costume.
Yeah.
And I make cotton candy on Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
So you spin this cotton candy and the sugar
Hundreds
gets everywhere.
Of bags.
And one year it was 90 degrees at our house.
Yeah.
Remember that year? It was super hot.
So hot.
And I was sweating. And then the sugar from the cotton candy machine was sticking to me and then melting because of the sweat. And so I had a glaze. I had a nice caramelized glaze all over my body.
But if anybody wanted to lick your face,
I was very lickable on that Halloween. So that was my least favorite. But I wear it every year. I love it.
You do. And yeah. you look so handsome with your sunglasses and your coffee mug.
Because I still got to be cool guy.
Still got to be cool.
Got to pretend like I'm cooler than I actually am. So I wear it, yeah. But anyway.
So that's also your most favorite? So you don't have another favorite costume?
I do have another favorite. But that is usually, that's why I wear it every year. Because it's warm and cozy.
Mm-hmm.
And it really represents who I am.
True.
Yeah, it's true.
I think it's fully functional because as you're spinning cotton candy, you're trying to get the least amount of sugar on your body.
And it's a onesie and I zip it up and I'm done.
That's true. It's pretty easy.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. What's the next question?
So is the most favorite and I have three. So I'm going to tell you all three and then you can go into your most favorite. One was the Paw Patrol when we all dressed up as a family with the Paw Patrol.
Yep. I remember that.
That was super cute. You wore the dog nose. Thank you.
I wore a dog nose because mm-hmm. I was Marshall.
You were Marshall.
If you don't know Paw Patrollers, you got Chase. He's the cop. You got Marshall. He's the fireman. You've got Zuma. She's the water rescue dog. You got Rubble. He's a construction worker.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got one other one.
It's the recycling dog.
Oh, yeah. The recycling dog.
I was the recycling dog.
And you were the recycling
dog. And Sky. You have Sky.
Oh, and Sky. She's a helicopter dog.
Yeah, helicopter.
There's a lot of thought of him. And then Ryder. He's the
leader main
of the
guy. Yeah. So we dressed up as Paw Patrol. Our kids loved it. It was super cute. It was fun. So that was one of my favorite memories.
Rocky is the recycling.
Rocky. That's right.
Okay,
very
keep
good.
Going.
I also have Miss Frizzle. Miss Frizzle Space.
From the Magic School Bus. Mm-hmm. She did the original Miss Frizzle, not the new one. Absolutely not. The new series. The new series is actually good, too.
It is really good, actually.
If you have kids and you haven't watched Magic School Bus, you definitely need to. If you don't have the kids and you haven't watched the Magic School Bus, you need to.
it's really good.
It's super informative.
Yeah, I have a space dress, and then I have the hat, yeah. I guess it looks like a crown, of space. So I really like that one. And it's fun going into the schools and helping dressed as Miss Frizzle.
Yeah.
That makes
me
super
happy.
You take
all the attention away from the teachers.
Exactly. Yep. So Miss Frizzle. And then my most favorite that I actually didn't get to wear because I had the shoulder surgery is the Hatchet Bride, or AKA Constance Hatchaway.
Constance Hatchaway. So if you've been on the Disney Haunted Mansion ride, she's the one who chops her husband's heads off.
Yeah.
Right? So two things on that. One, should I be concerned? And two, you went and had a wedding dress custom made for you for this costume.
Well, okay, yeah.
So, you know, like when you get married and you get your bridesmaid's outfit or your dress, and it's thousands of dollars, and you wear it for an afternoon.
Yeah.
And you gave away your wedding dress. This isn't even your wedding dress.
This isn't my wedding dress.
You did that little Primary Children's.
Yes, which I
donate.
And they make the little funeral dresses.
Funeral dresses for the babies. So if you have a wedding dress,
they'll take them and make little angel outfits
angel
for
outfits.
Them.
So look into that. It's such a good
cause. But so I gave away mine, but then I purchased a new one.
You purchased.
For this
What do you say
reason?
When you go into the tailor? You say, I need a wedding dress for Halloween. Like,
for
you're having a Halloween thing? No, I just want to be the person who murders his husband over and over again. So that's your favorite one, right?
Oh, and I didn't get to wear it.
Yep.
And I spent so much time on it.
You can wear it next year.
I will. And the problem was
you didn't buy a new wedding dress. You went to the Deseret Industries.
It was so expensive was so expensive. I was like,
You're committed.
Goodness, I am committed. Okay. But it has even the glowing heart.
Yeah.
I even have the glowing heart that she has. And the glowing heart was not one of the, it's not one of the older versions. It's the old version. Oh, I just am so excited. But next year, I have all my stuff I'm going to put together. So those are my favorite.
Okay. You said you had facts for this one.
Oh, but I want to know your favorite.
So when I was a younger gentleman.
Gentleman's a loose word on this one.
So I had a cop friend and I'm a firefighter, or was a firefighter.
You're a firefighter still.
I know, but I'm legit firefighter.
Like, right.
Got to put on the bunker gear and go into the fires. So we said, well, okay, you dress up as a fireman and I'll dress up as a cop. So we switched. But we didn't just go put on our regular outfits, because that's against the law for me to wear a real policeman's outfit.
Right.
So we went to the store and we got little kids ones. We thought we were hilarious. We were in okay shape, but not like the best shape. If you're gonna go with like a really tight belly shirt of a police officer SWAT outfit vest, you better be ripping the abs. So, not so much. But one thing I noticed is everybody at the party was all about his costume, said how cool he was. Everybody's talking to him. I didn't get one person come up to me. Not a single person came up and said, I really like your costume. You're cool. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Everybody hated me. In fact, I think at one point they said, if you're not a real cop, you need to leave. Feel bad. I feel bad for our police officers, because I got a little taste of what they feel like in social situations.
So, you're telling me that you dressed as a bikini top SWAT, and you're saying that that's gave you an idea of how much people dislike cops?
100%.
That is ridiculous.
Our cops work so hard for us.
They really do, and
so
they keep us safe.
So you should invite them to all your parties.
And let them
and
wear
when
their,
they show up in their
bikini
shirts,
tops.
When they show up in their belly shirts, you say, hey, cool shirt, buddy. That's what we need. This, if there's nothing else from this episode, that's what I want everybody to hear.
Oh my goodness.
So that was one of my least favorite costumes.
No, that was your favorite costume.
That was my favorite costume. See, I have a lot of favorite, the ones that are really, really memorable are good and bad.
That's true.
Because I'm a very diverse and dynamic person.
I wanted to just ask you about what pants you wore with this outfit, but then I retracted that.
Still the little kid pants. So
okay, so you ready for the facts?
Let's hear the facts.
Okay, so what your costume is saying about your personality. So if you do the scary kind of zombie type serial killer kind of, you are trying to challenge social norms.
Okay, so you buck the social norm. Mm-hmm. That's your system. You're a rebel.
You're a rebel if you have your zombie costume.
Okay.
The sexy costume.
Yes.
It's a very common one in the Halloween times. It shows that you're trying to show that you're seductive.
Okay.
That you're empowered and that you're manipulative.
Oh,
that you can manipulate others with your seductive nature.
I like it.
Yep. Superhero. I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
The superhero. The superhero is trying to embody a personal power.
Okay.
Strength and to show that they're action oriented.
So I dress up as Superman. I'm action oriented.
Yep. You're trying to, which you dress as a Care Bear. So what does that mean?
Well, it means I'm loving. I am loving and I fight the evil people in the castle and his little gargoyle.
That's true. That, yeah. And then your belly, you put your belly up and mm-hmm. the sunshine comes out of it.
Magic belly.
Yeah. And then if you are in a group costume that you have a camaraderie and a social group and you're feeling secure.
So when you, that's the ones you tell.
That's the one.
That tells your personality, what you're trying to put out in the world.
Yep.
So
that's why you pick. So here's the thing. After getting this research, I'm like, so with the Hatchet Bride, am I trying to take away a social norm?
I don't know what, yours are just weird.
weird.
There's a fifth category.
The
Jesse's
weirdos.
Costume. No rhyme or reason. It's not saying anything. It's just mm-hmm. scary. I think it's just giving you an excuse to cut me up one night.
Mm.
That's going to be it.
Well, like I dressed as the Hatchet Bride. Sorry,
it
guys.
Wasn't me. It was my outfit.
It's my outfit.
Okay. All right.
Pretty cool, huh?
There, you had the facts.
Mm-hmm.
You
are welcome. Does that make you feel better?
It does. We need to give value in these.
Yeah. So
and we went like 12, 13 minutes. 12
this is
something
a very
minutes.
Important one, though.
Oh, man. Okay. Well, thank you, everybody,
you guys are great.
Listening to the Jesse Ask Ty. Feel free to reach out to us, mm-hmm. themorningstrugglepodcast@gmail.com, or all the links are on themorningstruggle.podbean.com.
Mm-hmm.
And thanks for being part of the Morning Struggle family.
You guys are great. Thank you.